The Bush administration is scrambling to get its new Department of Homeland Security in order. The job is huge and involves 22 federal agencies and more than 170,000 workers. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Ridge, who's been named to head the agency, met yesterday with hundreds of federal workers to address their concerns. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
It was a little like meeting the new CEO after a corporate merger. The audience was polite. Ridge got a standing ovation when he entered the room in a government office building. But workers clearly had concerns. Are their jobs threatened? Will their offices move? What will they have to do differently? Ridge said not much will change, at least in the beginning.
People at the borders are going to stay at the borders. People at the ports are going to be staying at the ports. I know there's anxiety about this huge dislocation, but by and large, we want people to remain at their station. We're just going to give them a little bit more help in the process.
That help, the administration hopes, will come in the form of more coordination among agencies that deal with Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the Secret Service, and others. Almost all of the new department's workers will be located outside of Washington, D.C. Of the 17,000 or so in Washington, only the top administrators will move initially into a new headquarters building. Exactly where that will be hasn't been decided. Ridge tried to be reassuring as he took questions from some of the 500 or so workers who attended the town hall meeting.
Joni Ridenour, a longtime employee for the U.S. Coast Guard. A lot of us are worried that we're going to get forced out before we're ready to retire, or that you're going to change the retirement system on us.
We don't want to force you out. We like experience, and we're not going to change the retirement system.
Period.
Thank you.
Administration officials say they're taking such concerns seriously because they know the success of the new department depends on the support of the workforce. That's especially crucial after a divisive debate over the powers the president will have to hire, fire, and move people around in the new department. David Martin, a customs inspector at the Port of Philadelphia, says he was encouraged by Ridge's words, but that there's still a lot of trepidation.
The concerns run from the ridiculous to the sublime. For customs inspectors, a big issue is a uniform. I've had five different uniforms in 25 years. Or am I going to have to change again? And how much money is that going to cost for the agency? How much is that going to subtract from the amount of money we have to do our mission?
And money is a big concern. All of the agencies involved are operating on limited budgets because Congress and the White House were unable to agree on this year's spending bills. Congressman David Obey, the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, says one problem is that the administration is spending too much time worrying about reorganizing the government.
Meanwhile, the real issue is the amount that we're willing to invest in critical activities to defend the homeland, and here the White House has been resisting at every turn.
In a speech today, Obey will argue that this has left the nation more vulnerable to attack. That's something the administration denies, and Ridge told workers the White House will try to resolve its spending differences with Congress early next year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.